Our State Dance coverage from the Target Center, brought to you in part by Ag Processing Incorporated in Dawson, Johnson Memorial Health Services Dawson, United Prairie Insurance Agency in Madison, Ludvigson Tiling, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Madison Dental Clinic, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Boris Crop Insurance, Appleton Area Health, Lee Motor Company, Jenny O Turkey Store, Heather Nursery, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, B. Johnson Electric, Luke Oy and Aaron Tasto at Ridgeview Seeds, your local Beck Seed Dealers.
Paul Hill back here at Target Center for State Dance, and the jazz competition in Class A has been completed. Ken Fransky, Grace Johnson with me here high atop, overlooking the gym floor. We're not on the gym floor this year, something new for us anyway. And the Shadows performed for the final time today, the second round of jazz, and as did the Yellow Medicine East Silhouettes. So guys, let's get your thoughts on how they did. First of all, we got to give a shout out. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt. We got to give a shout out to Layla Poost, who sang the national anthem before tonight. What a fantastic job Layla did.
Well, Paul, unfortunately, she's a dancer that's not able to dance this year. Beautiful, beautiful singing. And she's also all-state academic for our Shadows team as well, too. So, I mean, that's the trifecta of being a high school student athlete, it seems like to me. Can sing, can dance, and knows how to study. What more can you ask for from a girl?
Right. You know Layla pretty good, don't you, Grace?
Yes, I danced with her in studio dance, and, of course...
At Valley District?
Yes, at Valley Dance District. I unfortunately never got the privilege to dance with her in high school as she went out this year, but amazing girl, and I just wish her the best, and hope that she can come back for studio dance in the spring.
Okay. All right, didn't mean to cut you off, but we're pretty excited up here, because we think the Shadows jazz team did very well. We'll start with you, Grace.
Oh, it was beautiful. I think from going from prelims to finals, they brought it. They came, they stepped it up, and they're sniffing that fourth state championship, and it showed today.
Ken?
Yeah, you know, Paul, I get caught up in the music and the theatrics, and we knew coming out of prelims we had some work to do, and the girls came to work, and they did the work. I think St. Paul Cathedral was a little less powerful than in prelims. Without a doubt, our Shadows and the YME Silhouettes were stronger in the finals than prelims, so it's going to be very, very interesting. And, you know, some of my other experts, you know, behind-the-scenes people I've been quizzing on and texting and things like that, they saw some similar things, and they're people who know dance, not me. I think I know. Yeah. I know they know. And we've got some similar continuity. Grace saw what I saw, Paul, I think what you also saw, we were talking off air, and some other great dance fans. So it's fixing to get real fun here in a few minutes.
It sure is. And Grace, was it enough to close the gap? Because, you know, there's three teams, top three, they're going to end hardware all two. We kind of know who they are, actually, don't we?
I think we do. I think from prelims and coming in through sections, I think we do know there was probably three dogs, lead dogs, in the fight. And I certainly didn't see anything in the finals of the other worthy three competitors here at State that stepped up far enough to jump above those top three.
Yep. What do you think, Grace?
Yes, I definitely think if you're watching at home and you're not just listening, that if you're just watching, you can kind of tell, you know, who those top three medalists are going to be. And I don't think there's going to be any surprises in that area. But regardless of what happens, every team that performed tonight, I think, left with their best dance of the season. And just to walk off that state floor, especially as a senior, and to know that you did your absolute best, is all you'd ask for a day like today.
That's right. And again, let's talk about the jazz team for Lockerbaugh Valley, Dawson Boyd. Maybe throw some names out there, Grace, and maybe some seniors on that team. And then we'll talk about the Silhouettes, too, because they did a great job, I thought, tonight.
Well, they're state runners-up last year to our Shadows.
Yeah,
you know, so they're right here, too.
Yes, for our Shadows dance team, jazz team this year, we have head coach Carly Wagger, assistant coach Sarah Norman, captains Riley Sawoski, she's a second-year senior captain, Haley Coyle, a first-year senior captain, and Emily Torsenson, a first-year junior captain. Dancing jazz today, we had Annika Fernholz, Isabella Jelly, Isabella Jacobs, Peyton Moe, Hannah Oy, Layla Poost, Riley Sawoski, Altiana Specht, Emily Torsenson, Addie Tufto, and Grace Fosick. And special shout out to Riley Swaski, our lone senior dancer today. You know, it was her last time dancing jazz, and she luckily gets to do it again tomorrow. Hopefully two more dances tomorrow. But even, it's, you know, kick and jazz are very different from one another, so her walking off the floor today, she should be extremely proud of herself and her team, knowing that she did her best and that was her last ever jazz performance.
And you know that feeling too, don't
yes,
you, Grace?
Yes, bittersweet.
And there's about another 50% of the teams, you know, the dance team that doesn't dance today, Grace. And that's hard to sit around a full day and watch, but yet cheer for your teammates. But success today springboards right into success tomorrow, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Those few high kick girls that we have watching today, just watching and cheering for those jazz girls gives them so much excitement and energy and for tomorrow. By the time the girls get back to the hotel and are ready to practice for tomorrow, they're excited. They're amped for tomorrow.
You know, I wrote down three P words, Paul, when we were talking earlier today. You know, we're the three-time defending jazz champions. You just don't roll over and give it up.
No.
You make somebody come in and fight and take it over. But I wrote down passion, pride, and powerful.
Yep.
And I saw that in the prelims and the finals, that they're passionate about what they do. They're a quiet, proud group of girls. Always have been. That's something with the Shadow family. They're not these silly high school athletes bragging and boasting.
Yep.
They almost get embarrassed by getting credit.
Right.
And they need to fix that a little bit. They need to accept it. And boy, they dance powerfully today all the way around.
That's right. Okay, let's talk about the silhouettes, Grace. Your cousin Lily has done that. If you're with us earlier this afternoon, Grace interviewed her cousin, Lily Janish, and her aunt, Julie. And they were up here in our Q92 press box here at Target Center. And appreciate taking the rein there, Grace. How'd that interview go?
The interview went good. A couple laughs. you know, Julie and Lily aren't as used to being on the radio as a lot of the Lockwell fans and coaches and everything are. So, you know, a little hiccups, but it was good. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I saw a lot of smiles and a lot of laughter during that interview. So,
yes.
All right, talk about the silhouettes then.
Yeah, the silhouettes had an amazing final performance tonight. I think huge improvement just from prelims and from last week at sections. They came in second last week in Section 3A up against our Lockwell Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows. And I think they have a lot to be proud of, and I think they have 7 or 8 seniors dancing, so a lot more than us. And I think, you know, that's something we're used to, losing 20 seniors in the last 2 years for locker ball, you know. But the thing about Section 3A is if it's the Shadows or the Silhouettes or the Goldbusters, we don't go down without a fight, so you know they're going to be coming back strong next year as well.
Mm-hmm. You got the roster there in front of you with the Silhouettes?
For the Yellow Medicine East.
For the Jazz team.
Yep, for the Yellow Medicine East Silhouettes. We have coaches Julie Janish, Chris Nerdolf, Ashley Balthany, Chelsea Torkey, and Emily LeBlanc. Captains Lily Janish, Jenna Weir, Riley Enstead, Brooke Meyer, and Kayla Nordon. And a little fun fact Julie gave me, well, this is their 23rd consecutive year at state for both Jazz and High Kick. Yes, ever since the state tournament started, they have made it every single year.
Seriously?
Yes.
For both high kick and jazz?
Yes, and they've only not made finals one time.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Hats off to them. That is such a dynasty they have built.
And how long has Julie been the head coach there?
I want to say since 2014.
Okay.
2013, around there.
Okay.
Previous to YME, she coached for Lakeview.
Now, Paul, I'm not doubting Grace's thoroughness and what Janie said, but next time you or I are in YME gym, you know, they have all those big banners hanging. We're going to double check this to make sure. But I bet they're right. But that's remarkable.
It's insane, yes. And if you go on the Minnesota State High School League website under like the dance records and everything, it's on there. It's amazing. I think their own, them and YZ, I think, are the only two schools that have been able to do that, which is super impressive for a small community like ours.
Well, and for years, Grace, that's who the Shadows were chasing in Section 3A. And we finally got that corner turned, you know, with, you know, back 6-7 years ago. I mean, it started before that, but then the big turn really came kind of when your group and the group before you came in, and then they started kind of having to chase us a little bit. But, think of that any sport
player. Yeah, that's crazy. I had no idea it was like that.
Yeah, so great competition.
Yeah, I know earlier when dance started, like in the late 90s, Montevideo Goldusters, they were kind of a dominant team, weren't they?
Yes, my aunt Janie Albertson, who coaches for McRae, she actually danced and got a few state championships with Monty, too.
Okay.
So.
Well, your family's just a dancing family.
I know.
A dance hardware case for the holidays. Wonderful.
Yeah, we keep looking up at the Jumbotron because Grace is up there all the time. All day, they put Grace on the Jumbotron. Do you notice that?
Well, yep, I've seen Grace a couple times last year dancing at Edina, and then kind of the big Jumbotron, you know, above the center court, Emily Torstensen, is on there as well with all the other sports. Yep. You know, each sport has a student athlete that
very,
represents.
Very colorful.
Yes, yes.
And I just saw Sarah Norman on there in the corner in the box on the. Kind of neat to be on the Jumbotron, isn't it, Grace?
It is.
Not embarrassed or nothing, are you?
No, nobody's coming up for me for autographs yet, so.
You don't like the picture, I know that.
No, they always seem to choose the worst pictures to show.
Paul, let's explain this to the fans at home. The reason Grace doesn't like the picture, it's not that she doesn't look beautiful.
Yeah.
She's got her mask hanging down below her nose. But the reason she hates the picture, Paul, is she critiqued herself that her hands aren't in the right position for the dance.
Yep.
But she looks beautiful on the screen, but she looked at it so much different than you and I did.
Yeah, her arms were coming down, and her teammates' arms weren't straight, right?
Yeah, I was a little quick on my motion.
maybe she was right and the others were wrong, Paul. We're not sure exactly.
That's true. That is true.
All right, I see the finals are coming. The guy's walking. He's got the paper. He's got the finals. So we're awaiting the finals here. They're going to announce, third place, second place, and first place. So they're going to announce a... All tournament team. Okay.
It'll be two dancers from each team.
From the final six, great,
yes.
Correct?
Okay. Yep.
So 12 total.
I tell you what we'll do before they begin this in a couple minutes here. Let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back here at Target Center here with the results of Jazz right after these words from a fine sponsor.
Q92's coverage of state dance competition from the Target Center with Paul Ramo, brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stilts Attorneys, Olson Sanitation, Prairie Sun Bank, Appleton, Milan, and Marietta, Greg Thole Electric in Madison, Lac Parle Valley High School, Wager Chiropractic, Pioneer Seeds, Dean Martinson, Madison Bottling Company, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Madison and Ortonville, Haugen Insurance Agency, Warren Trigestead, Pioneer Seeds, and CCM Health in Montevideo. State dance coverage on Q92 brought to you in part by Ag Plus Cooperative, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, the Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson, United Prairie Bank, Madison, Lathrop Farmers Mutual Insurance, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Dawson, Midwest Bank in Dawson, Sawarable Designs in Appleton, Lac Parle Corn and Soybean Growers, Zarbach Funeral Home in Madison, Steve Haas and Seth Haas, your Golden Harvest Seed Dealers, Heartland Eye Clinic, and the Western Guard Newspaper.
Welcome back to Target Center here in downtown Minneapolis. Paul Ramo, Ken Fransky, Grace Johnson here covering state dance today. And we're going to do this all over again tomorrow with High Kick, and I'm excited about tomorrow. I love watching High Kick. I don't know what you prefer, Grace, Jazz or High Kick, or Ken. I love High Kick.
Yes, my mom would say the same. My mom is such a sucker for High Kick. She says, after we get done performing tomorrow, I'm staying for double and triple A. She just absolutely loves it.
And by speaking of your mom, Grace Lisa, we'll have to get her up here tomorrow and visit with her and get her thoughts. This is the first time Lisa's a spectator. She's sitting in the stands.
Yeah, I don't think she's ever...
Or in the suite up there. Was that her up in...
No, she's down with the Rockefeller fans, okay. But I don't think she's ever spectated a state tournament like this, so it's definitely bittersweet for her, but she's having a lot of fun.
You know, Grace, she always said, kind of your sophomore, junior, senior year, she's not going to be at the coach's table. She's going to sit in the crowd. But she never did that.
No, she never did that.
She never held that promise to come in as a dance mom versus a dance coach. She'd sit in a different spot.
Okay, we're awaiting the six teams. They're going to bring the six teams on the Target Center floor, and then we're going to find out who the all-tournament team is in Class A Jazz, and then they're going to rattle off, I believe, third, second, and first place. And we'll find out who those teams are, and here they come. The teams will be coming on the floor here. They're lined up in the tunnel, and looks like it's going to be an interest. I'm nervous.
Me too,
I don't know who the PA, before I've got some time here, I got to give a shout out to Prep Spotlight. They're sitting right next to me. We're actually sharing a press booth with them. And, Ryan Phelps was here earlier. Now we got Kelly sitting next to you, Ken, and they do a great job.
And as Kelly says, she's been involved with dance from coaching and through all the ranks. She does something for one of the conferences and sections on the South Side. She's a 40-year dance veteran employee.
Yep.
A lover of dance.
A coach at Wyzetta. She's better or something.
Yep.
Yes, and that just goes to show how great the dance, family and base is, just because, you get started in it and you can't stop.
and it's awesome.
The Shadows have been introduced by the PA announcer here at Target Center, and you can, I don't know if you can hear the Waxhaw Valley Dawson Boy fans are all standing up down there in the seats. The girls are facing us here. We're in the concourse area between the first and second deck here at Target Center. And once again, the Shadows are the three-time defending state champions. Grace was on that team. And, so the girls are lined up here looking into the stands. What's going through their minds there, Grace?
A lot of nerves, a lot of excitement. As a dancer, you kind of know where you're at place-wise, but, you know, anything could happen. So they seem very excited, very nervous. They're kind of all stepping side to side, a little jittery, but overall, super excited.
Yeah, this is a point for me, Paul, where I can't wait to hear the Shadows' name, but I want to hear it last, not first or second, because that means you went third, second, first. So we want to hear that Black Pearl Valley Dawson Boy Shadows' name last.
Right.
All right, the Minnesota High School League officials are coming onto the floor. They're going to do an all-tournament team here, and we'll try to catch the names here, or the teams anyway, as they do that, and they'll take a picture. And you know what? We should be hooked up with the PA guy. He's got a good voice and does a good job down there, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Grace says, you made all tournament, didn't you, Grace?
Yes, I believe my ninth grade jazz year I made all tournament.
Ninth grade?
Yeah.
Wow.
And Grace said there's two dancers from each of the six teams, so it should be 12 all tournament team members total.
Okay.
And these are coaches' selections, Grace? Or
I believe coaches nominated.
Nominated?
Yep.
In?
Mm-hmm.
See, Coach Carly Wager and Sarah Norman are out there. And what are they doing? Doing something different here? The coaches are going to hand the medals?
Yeah, it looks like they're doing something different this year. All the coaches are up in the front. Looks like they're going to hand out the awards.
Okay.
Put the medals over their heads and necks,
yeah.
It looks like maybe.
Pretty special moment, I think.
Yes. But how do you become an all-tournament team player? Well, what's
nominated by your coaches.
Okay. And just for your dedication to the sport, or what?
Yeah, just an overall how you are, you know, as a dancer, person.
As a teammate and stuff like that?
Yep.
Okay. This is our first all-tournament team. I didn't catch the team, I'm sorry.
Crazy Briggs from Wyoming.
So two from each team, like you said.
Skipping from...
Jenna Weir.
Riley Inkstead.
Enstead. Two seniors from Wyoming.
Riley Enstead?
Enstead, yep.
And who? Jenna Weir?
Jenna Weir.
Okay. From Wyoming. All tournament. Congratulations, then.
The Shadows? Emily Torstensen? And senior Layla Poost.
Oh, Layla and Emily. Our all tournament team. And they're getting hugged. Layla getting hugged from Sarah Norman and Carly Wager. So congratulations to Emily Torstensen and Layla Poos.
And I don't know why this is different, Paul, where the coaches have never placed the ribbons, the medals, I should say, over the girls. So I don't know if this is because of COVID issues or if it's just something that's been newly added. But this is this is an excellent touch and moment for the coaches and the players to share there.
Yes, makes really good pictures. We've got a lot of media people down at the bottom taking pictures, and they're pretty sweet.
I think we saw that at sections last week with the third, second, first place finishers. The coaches were given the medals from the athletic department at Montevideo hosting, and the coaches got to place the medals over the girls at sections,
yes,
too.
All right, here is what we have been waiting for, folks. So turn your radios up, and here's the results of Class A Jazz. I believe they're going to go third place.
Yep.
Second place, and state good champions.
Now would be a good time to say one last little dance prayer for everybody here in the gym.
All right, hopefully we can pick up the PA announcer here a little bit, and we'll be doing some shouting and screaming, I'm sure.
That's right.
It's awful quiet here now in Target Center.
Scary quiet.
Yep.
A tie for second place. A tie. Both a ranked score of 12. tiebreaker for third place. YME gets third place, not second, on a tiebreaker criteria. Both teams ranked out at a 12. The first tiebreaker criteria is the second worst judges rank. The high judge score and the two bottom judge scores get thrown out, and the five in the middle get the average rank. So that second to the bottom judge score comes back in as the first tiebreaker. We don't know if it went to a second tiebreaker or not, but it was a tiebreaker for second place. YME loses that, unfortunately for themselves, finishes with a very strong third place finish, Grace.
Yes, and I think at the state tournament like this, you hear tiebreaker and your heart just drops.
Oh.
It is a feeling that, Ken, I know you know as a dad,
yes.
Brooke's senior year, it is a gut-wrenching feeling, but hats off to YME.
Yep.
Beautiful dance.
I remember that year too well, Grace.
Yes.
But yes, it's like you got kicked in the head and stabbed in the heart at the same time.
Yes. For YME, we have head coaches Julie Janish, Chris Nerdahl, Ashley Belfany, Chelsea Torkey, and Emily LeBlanc. They placed second last week at Section 3A, third place here in Class A. Their roster includes Cara Baker, Riley Enstead, Lauren Fagan, Riley Haar, Brianna Hempel, Macia Irvine, Lily Janish, Kylie Nolenberg, Caitlin Lepke, Brooke Meyer, Kendall Meyer, Kayla Nordon, Anjali Pulan, Sanjana Pulan, Nicole Willow, Kiara Thackeray, Riley Strike, Jenna Weir, and Ava Willening.
All right, Julie Janish, the head coach for YME, putting medals around her. The white ribbon with the medal and giving each silhouette a hug at midcourt here at Target Center. And quite a scene.
Amazing scene.
And very emotional, too, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely, especially for all those seniors out there.
Yeah. How many seniors are on the team, roughly? Do you have a guess?
I believe around okay. 7 or 8.
Okay.
You know, there's tears of subtle disappointment and tears of, you know, amazing and joy and pride. It's a huge fishbowl of emotions on display at the Target Center floor right now.
Julie going to put a medal around her own neck? There, and here come the Yellow Medicine East fans to their feet. And here the silhouettes going to grab their hardware. And there, Julie, they hand it to Julie. And Julie puts it up in the air.
Third place trophy, YME silhouettes. Actually, a tiebreaker for second place pushes YME down to third place. And that's the difference of the 6 judge score at a minimum. Coming in to break the tie, and then after that, for fans listening at home, kind of like the Olympics, after the second worst judge score comes in, the next tie-breaking criteria
is
the highest judge score.
Second place, Class A Jazz, here we go.
Second place, state runner-up with a rank point of 12. Our Shadows are state runners-up.
All right. Rockefeller Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows bringing home some hardware. Second place, state runner-up. And hugs all around, and Coach Carly Wager. He'll be putting some ribbons around, medals around her Shadows here. And Annika Fernals gets in line first, it looks like.
Yeah, I think they do that alphabetically. And Phil Grace, this is Carly's first year as a Shadows head coach. She's a former dancer back in the
2009,
9, 10, 11 type period and
yep.
things like that. But then did she also coach at Cami Mignota briefly for a couple seasons?
Yes, she did.
Yes, and then she also was a JV coach for us as well.
So even though it's her first year head coach job for Lockboro Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows, she's got experience with the program as a dancer, JV coach, experience within our conference and section, and she knows how competitive it is and how difficult it is to do what they just accomplished as state runners up here in 2022.
Grace Fossick getting her medal. And here's, what do we got here, Grace?
Haley Coyle, a captain.
Mm-hmm.
Layla Puth. Student manager Riley Verkus.
Yeah, gotta remember the student manager, right?
Yep. Assistant coach Sarah Norman and head coach Carly Wager.
And they're putting medals round. Now here come the Minnesota High School League officials handing the trophy, the plaque. And there we go, the Shadows.
Proud as can be, fans back home, if you're not watching. Hoisted that trophy, I think it was Emily Torstensen and Riley Swatsky got their first two of the three captains. They're pointing at their fans in section 132. We've got all the YME fans, all the Lackawanna Valley Dawson Boys fans on their feet cheering on section 3A.
Now, state champion.
You know, we talked how tight this was going to be. I winked at Grace off the air and said, what if it's a three-way tie? But we know it's not, but there was a two-way tie. And our state Jazz Class A state champion is going to be announced here briefly.
We're awaiting the PA announcer.
Let's welcome our champion in first place with a ranking point total of 5.
Rank point of 5.
St. Cloud
Cathedral, who was 5th place Jazz last year in Section 2A. They came down to 1A with school redistricting every 2, 3, 4 years or whatever. They danced Amazing Grace. Definitely, in my eyes, you can't say they're not a worthy champion. They really perform well.
Yes, great dance and great performance by them today and this season. So congratulations to St. Cloud Cathedral.
And they held form from the prelims. We do know or believe they were probably the highest ranked scorer coming out of prelims and first place coming out of the 12 teams. And they finished off in the final 6 holding on to that lead they had. But us and YME closed that gap up some, brought out second and third place in a tie, which disappointing on one hand, happy on another hand, but just speaks to the strength of the program. And I can guarantee you, Paul and Grace, the last picture for Class A Jazz Dance will be YME in the Shadows on that Timberwolf taking a group picture again together. That's what's been done for how many years in a row now?
Absolutely.
Your thoughts on the results there, Grace?
I am super proud of all three teams, especially YME and Lackawanna Valley. They've had a great season. They kind of went back and forth all season long, you know, second and first. So to see them both come out with a medal and to represent Section 3A is unbelievable, and I'm beyond proud.
Kim, your final thoughts?
Another amazing season, like Grace said, for our Shadows. You know, a little different season, a little coaching change. You know, a lot of seniors, Grace mentioned, the last 2 years coming off with tons of experience, and they started well. They got stronger as the year went on. And my opinion as a dance dad, the most important thing was they put their best dance last to finish off the year. And they did that. And today, you can argue it wasn't quite good enough to be a 4-time state champion, but all you can ask as a parent and as coaches and teammates is do your best every day and finish the best with your strength.
Yes, and like Lee and Josie talked about earlier with you, Paul, this team has gone through so much this season, and for them to come with second place in the state after losing 20 seniors in 2 years, a new head coach, it's absolutely amazing. And they are nothing short of amazing and have so much to be proud of.
You know, and I think I was joking with Lisa at sections, and you know, so I think some people, you know, maybe around the state, maybe even back home, were maybe going to say or think to themselves, this is a rebuilding year. This ain't no damn rebuilding year for our Shadows.
That's
this
right.
is still extremely strong in our dance program for all the listeners back home. They came to earn it, and they came to win it, and they just, I think, exceeded their own expectations, and they met all our fans' expectations.
Yes, every year they continue to work for it and push it. They aren't going down without a fight, and we saw that today.
Yeah.
And now the Shadow girls are looking into the crowd and thanking the fans.
So much respect for YME and our program, and I think others around the state. We've earned the respect around the state in all classes based on our performance in the floor and academic achievement outside the classroom, and I think we're a very well-respected section and a very well-respected program, our Shadows are.
Okay, wrapping it up here, we got Yellow Medicine East in third place, Lackawanna Valley Dawson Boyd second place, and St. Cloud Cathedral state champions in Jazz today. It's been a long day. Grace, thank you so much for helping. Appreciate it.
Yes, it's been a fun day. Can't wait to do it again tomorrow.
Dan, you too. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, Paul. Glad to be here. Twice as much fun tomorrow, everybody.
And we're going to do it all tomorrow. We'll be on the air at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning with High Kick from the Target Center in Minneapolis. And we'll see you tomorrow, and we'll turn it back to you at the studios.
State dance coverage on Q92 brought to you in part by Ag Plus Cooperative, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, the Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson, United Prairie Bank, Madison, Lathrop Farmers Mutual Insurance, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Dawson, Midwest Bank in Dawson, Sowearable Designs in Appleton, Lack Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Zarbach Funeral Home in Madison, Steve Haas and Seth Haas, your Golden Harvest Seed Dealers, Heartland Eye Clinic, and the Western Guard Newspaper. Our state dance coverage from the Target Center brought to you in part by Ag Processing Incorporated in Dawson, Johnson Memorial Health Services Dawson, United Prairie Insurance Agency in Madison, Ludvigson Tiling, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Lack Barrel Mutual Insurance, Madison Dental Clinic, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Boris Crop Insurance, Appleton Area Health, Lee Motor Company, Jenny O Turkey Store, Heather Nursery, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, B. Johnson Electric, Luke Oy and Aaron Tasto at Ridgeview Seeds, your local Beck Seed Dealers. Q92's coverage of state dance competition from the Target Center with Paul Ramo brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stilts Attorneys, Olson Sanitation, Prairie Sun Bank, Appleton, Milan, and Marietta, Greg Thole Electric in Madison, Lack Parle Valley High School, Wager Chiropractic, Pioneer Seeds, Dean Martinson, Madison Bottling Company, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Livestock Systems in Dawson, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Madison and Ortonville, Haugen Insurance Agency, Warren Trigestead, Pioneer Seeds, and CCM Health in Montevideo.